I always start and end the podcasts with some music. This is generic music, which you don't have to pay a royalty for. It comes with GarageBand. And I find that music is instrumental, no pun intended, in what you and I do. And so this podcast is entitled Create Music. So not only do I create it coming into the podcast and leaving it, but for example, when I pay my checks twice a month, I put on classical music. I like to listen to classical music. It soothes me while I'm paying bills, which I hate doing. And it makes things go faster. You see people with earbuds in all the time. I think that music is a wonderful remedy to keep us focused or keep us distracted or whatever we seek to do when used correctly. I use my own playlists in my cars. I record a little Billy Joel, a little Sinatra, a little this, a little that. There's a fabulous group called the Nylons. They don't exist anymore, but they sing a cappella 50s doo-wop. All of these things are great ways to get through the day when I'm driving around or I'm going on appointments or whatever it happens to be. It's excellent before meetings, excellent before you're speaking, excellent before challenges. I used to marvel at watching, for example, Phelps, the Olympic champion, listening to music on earbuds, via earbuds, before a major competition, just before he jumped into the pool, really. And I notice a lot of athletes do that. It tends to calm people. It tends to put them in the right frame of mind. And it tends to give them a certain repetitiveness in a healthy regimen. Esteem, after all, is about feeling good. Self-worth is about feeling good. And you're in charge of your own feeling good. That's your accountability, no one else's. So my belief is that you need to create the music that helps you to feel good. I remember meeting a gate agent once who was just destroying the boarding process for this plane. The plane was ready, the crew was ready, and he was just a disaster. And he just couldn't get it done, but he kept humming all through it. I figured out later what he was humming was the song from The Wizard of Oz, If I Only Had a Brain. And so you see, the music you use will determine how you behave. People who you see dancing by themselves aren't necessarily crazy just because they're the ones who hear the music and you don't.